1,000 people still unaccounted for in Hawaii. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. 55 others are confirmed dead in the wildfire disaster.
There were no alerts. There was no emergency sounds.
She lost everything with her Maui home burned down. Fox Weather's Max Gordon is there, says Lahaina is gone, just smoldering ruins.
The fire destroyed more than 1,000 buildings in Lahaina and damaged the town's famous banyan tree, the once peaceful island paradise, now described as if looking like a war zone.
There will be active recovery over the coming days and weeks of the bones of those who have been lost.
And Governor Josh Green says
it is going to take many years to rebuild Lahaina.
Thousands are in shelters. There's a hearing today in the third Trump criminal case over attempts to overturn the 2020 election. The special counsel is asking the judge for a protective order to limit what the former president can say about witnesses and evidence.
Special counsel Jack Smith saying it's to prevent the case from being tried in the media. Former president says the mere filing of the motion proves this case is all about election interference. Special counsel also asking for a January 2nd trial date. That's just 2 weeks before the Iowa caucuses.
Fox's Jack Callahan. Tim Scott has signed the required Republican Party pledge to back whoever the nominee is to qualify for the first debate later this month, joining Vivek Ramaswamy, Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis, and Doug Burgum, who've all met all the fundraising and polling criteria as well. Former President Trump has said he will not sign that pledge. His ex-VP Mike Pence just told Fox Digital he will sign it. Five Americans jailed in Iran have been moved to home detention as the U.S. readies a prisoner swap. And Fox's Kevin Cork reports.
The U.S. has also agreed to unfreeze nearly $6 billion of Iran's assets currently in South Korea, transferring the funds into an account into the Central Bank of Qatar.
Despite that, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. is not easing nuclear sanctions on Iran. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is, that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close or three of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-G-O-L-D.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
A Democratic senator who's been at odds with his party on some fiscal issues may join Senator Kyrsten Sinema leaving the party.
Republicans have invited him into the fold in the past. Now there's word West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin is seriously considering not becoming a Republican, but independent. The reason? During an interview on Thursday, Manchin said he would very seriously think about leaving the Democrat Party because he says the Democrat brand in Washington has become, quote, so bad. He says he's been thinking about it for quite some time, but hasn't yet made his mind up about it. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
There's also been speculation Senator Manchin could run for president, fueled by his recent trip to New Hampshire supporting the No Labels movement, which is considering a third-party challenge in 2024 if we have a Trump-Biden election rematch. China's detained a worker from its military-industrial group. That person's accused of spying for the U.S. It's sentencing day for someone you might have seen on a game show on TV.
Tim Bleefnik faces sentencing for the death of his estranged wife, Becky, whom he shot more than a dozen times in Quincy, Illinois in February. Bleefnik and some of his family members had appeared on Family Feud in 2020. He joked that he regretted marrying his wife during the episode. During the trial, Becky Bleefnik's sister testified about texts she had received from Becky, saying she feared her husband and that she wanted to put it in writing in case anything ever happened to her. A jury took less than 4 hours to convict Tim Bleefnik of first-degree murder and home invasion in May. He faces a minimum of 45 years to life in prison for the murder because a firearm was used. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Later this hour, we'll get an inflation report. This one measures wholesale prices the day after we found out consumer prices rose slightly in July, month over month and year over year. On Wall Street, ahead of that, stock futures are mixed. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. This year's Illinois State Fair kicking off today. It runs through August 20th in Springfield. Performers including Alanis Morissette, REO Speedwagon, Alter Bridge, Tim McGraw, Maren Morris, and Nelly with Ashanti and J. Rule. Officials unveiled the treasured butter cow in the dairy building on the fairgrounds. Illinois Department of Public Health providing a variety of free health and safety services for school-age kids during this year's Illinois State Fair includes immunizations, physicals, and dental exams. The IDPH will also give away gun locks as part of its ongoing partnership with the Illinois State Police to promote firearm safety in the state. Salvation Army of Champaign County, alongside more than 25 local employers, hosting a community job fair and expo at the Red Shield Center next Wednesday. Those who fall on hard times often do as a result of employment challenges. The purpose of the fair is to minimize the current labor shortage, help job seekers connect with local employers. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right. Good Friday morning. It is the 11th. We have 22 days now, Greg Solier, till Illinois plays football.
Yes.
22 days and counting.
Hip, hip, hooray. Yeah. Hip, hip, hooray.
Tailgating going on. Tim Onstott from GFT and Dixie Chopper will be doing a Gale Frerichs Trucking.
Do you know the date? Because I want to jot that
down. Well, it's secret.
The brisket is off the charts.
This is a guy, a friend of ours, who runs GFT, Gale Frerichs Trucking, and Dixie Chopper, and was in a national brisket competition and got a perfect score. So we want to go taste that brisket.
That's right.
And I will
perhaps multiple taste runs through the line, right?
Well, you'll have to come. You ought to bring your family down. I'll get you football tickets if you want, Greg. And you ought to come down.
Let me look at the calendar.
That'd be cool. Take you to the super secret place of the tailgate that I'm going to 22 days from now with the brisket. So. Anyway, secret handshakes.
I may not leave the brisket operation.
Well,
that's the problem.
That's a problem. That is it. They're going to say, excuse me, sir. Keep talking on the weather. I can't feed you anymore. Anyway, I got to bring Kent Brown because he's retired now.
For sure. He's
supposed to taste. Anyway, 22
he's
days.
He's going to be busy this weekend, probably hosting because St. Joe has their community festival.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
What are things looking like for that, Greg?
Well, I think the weekend is going to be acceptable, a little on humid side to start. We've got that already this morning, and we're kind of realigning the upper air pattern around here. And while there's a little more frequency and a mention of rains, they're more north to south oriented and moving west to east versus kind of a west to east blob-like setup. Well, we have rain on the radar this morning. We should not be experiencing any of these multi-inch rain events like we've had in the past several go-arounds. But yeah, nonetheless, there's some showers and thunderstorms back to the west and northwest of us, and already some weather warnings up in effect, but the cloud tops are warming, and so there'll be activity weakening, but out towards Canton, Peoria, around the Galesburg, Monmouth area, and some rains up through the northern end of the state, raining through southern Wisconsin. They are in a world of hurt with ongoing dryness and drought there, but the drought monitor here showing vast improvement across the year, probably almost too much of a good thing. Out the door this morning, 68 Willard in Savoy, 62 over at Ogden St. Joe, and we'll keep an eye on some of this weakening shower thunderstorm activity to the west northwest of us here for the mid to late morning. A partly sunny sky, maybe a stray shower thunderstorm back in late this afternoon. Lots of dry hours, 85 down to 68 tonight. A muggy night with a shower thunderstorm in spots early and late. Any of that activity, if it still lingers early tomorrow morning, is gone. Mostly sunny. Kind of a sticky day at 86, but west northwesterly winds brings about a drier air mass, 85. And again, another shower thunderstorm chance late Sunday into Monday. That system does bear watching with maybe some stronger weather over parts the Midwest Sunday night into Monday. 78, that's a cooler Monday. Upper 70s for highs Tuesday and Wednesday. Near 80 next to Thursday and Friday. Comfortable weather ahead, temperature and humidity-wise for next week. For CBJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
All right, thank you, buddy. 709 off and running on this August 11. The Maui fires are all over the news. It's the story of our nation right now. It is unbelievable devastation in a little town called Lahaina. I've been there four different times, including right before the pandemic. We were in Maui before the pandemic. We walked around downtown. They're so historic. The banyan tree that apparently has been destroyed was the oldest in America.
Right.
And it's covered an entire city block. And anyway, it's just awful stuff in Maui.
I saw smoke and I saw that it was dark. So I was like, okay, quickly, let's move. Let's pack. There were no alerts. There was no emergency sounds.
This is going to take not just months, this is going to be years. I mean, there's 1,700 structures at least that have been just completely decimated. And so that's going to take a huge effort, both nationally and locally here in Hawaii.
It's just a heartbreaking situation for so many residents here. People not knowing the fate of their family members, their loved ones. Communication systems are down on the west side of the island. 911 isn't operable. Cell service isn't possible. Right now, we're standing at a roadblock on the road to Lahaina. This is one of the hardest hit areas. Right now, residents aren't being let in, and they won't be let in for the foreseeable future. And evacuations are still ongoing. People being bussed out of the fire zone. This as the death toll from these fires continues to rise.
Yeah, it's at 55. They think 1,000 people are missing. It is unbelievable. You have a lot of famous people on Maui. I don't see the following names near Lahaina, but yeah, Clint Eastwood has a home out there. Mm. Oprah Winfrey, Steven Tyler, Jeff Bezos from Amazon. There's a lot of famous people. I think they're near Wailea. Maui is a pretty good sized island, and there's just some gorgeous side on the other side. Usually a ship can tender into Lahaina itself, the small little town of about 1,700 folks. But you can go to Wailea on the other side. There's PGA Golf on the other side of the island. Mm-hmm. It's a gorgeous place. There's a hotel called the Grand Wailea that you just have to walk through and you just can't believe how fancy it is. Anyway, so in Lahaina, 1,000 people missing. Now, keep in mind, the cell towers melted. They've collapsed. There's no cell. Mm. There's no way to communicate. There's no way to contact anybody. All 1,000 could be alive. They could all be dead. We don't know. And they've just scattered. And people are running to the ocean to try and get away from the heat. It is beyond comprehension what these folks went through. And as far as no warning signs, I mean, you know there's wildfires and you know it's pretty windy. How do you warn for that?
Well, and the space is limited on where you go.
Well, there's one or two roads in and out, right? I mean, so you
as far as the evacuation plan.
Yeah, I mean, there's not many options.
I've seen some reports of, I didn't get a text. We didn't get any notification. Well, and, you know, now the governor was saying we need 2,000 rooms for people. So I don't know whether, you know, then the tourists get bumped out of their hotel rooms.
Oh, sure. They're out of, everybody's out of Lahaina, okay. Of course. I mean, it's completely burned down. The thing's like a war zone. If you look at before and after picture, it is like there's the town, there's not the town. I mean, I think from my understanding, and I saw a picture last night,
yeah.
It's gone.
Right.
It's a war zone. It's just rubble. It is just very difficult to comprehend, and I'm so sad about it because it just, there's before and after.
Oh, man. It's like it's gray versus slush. And
you see that big thing over here? That's the banyan tree.
Okay.
Banyan tree, ginormous, and it's just, I don't know if it's going to survive or any part of it will survive, mm-hmm. But anyway, our prayers are with the people dealing with this, and it's obviously there was tourism there, and they were evacuated. People, I guess Southwest Airlines have been sending airplanes in, trying to help people get out.
Okay,
they've recently started flying to Hawaii. So anyway, 7:13. We'll continue to track it and follow it, and give you the news as we get it. Check your sports headlines, ESPN 93.5.
Well, Matthew Liberatore did well, 7 strikeouts. 5-2 was the final.
Game of his life. He's never pitched that well. If he pitches like that, he will be an all-star. He was against one of the best teams in baseball, and he was phenomenal.
I happened to hear him talking ahead of the game about the torque and the different velocity and the things that they've been working on with him. I think that's working. Let's get your Redbird recap.
Here's what happened. He got through the first inning, and then he looked like a different human being. It was like, give me the ball. You can't hit me.
It
was unbelievable body language. You're not hitting me.
Okay.
He really shut down the Tampa Bay, and Tampa Bay's good now.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. The Cardinals are in Kansas City, where Adam Wainwright will face the Royals tonight at 7:10. But last night, the Cardinals got an unbelievable start from Matthew Liberatore. He went 8 innings, picked up the victory against the team that drafted him and traded him to the Cardinals. 5-2 was the final.
He picked up his second victory and he set career highs with strikeouts. He had 7, innings pitched with 8, really in command throughout, started landing the curveball, showed a good slider, changeup, fastball had a little extra zip to it. So Liberatore did great. Cardinals got home runs from Edmund and from Andrew Kisner, and a really pretty special play from Nolan Arenado scoring from first base on a single.
That was a hit by Alec Burleson. A 5-2 victory last night. Now Adam Wainwright goes tonight.
I'm looking forward to watching Adam pitch again. You know, he's still bound and determined to get things right. We're pulling for Adam.
The Cardinals and the Royals, game one of a brief two-game series, on the air at 6:15 tonight. Ricky has the lineups at 7. I'll bring you the first pitch at 7:10.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
The Cubs take on the Toronto Blue Jays with a 6:07 start over on US 105.9. Milwaukee is in Chicago to take on the White Sox around 7 o'clock. Well, we've got some preseason NFL action. That feels good to have, football on the horizon. We've got so many practices and training camps. Everything's going on. Houston over Texas 20-9 yesterday. Seattle over Minnesota 24-23. Packers and Cincinnati Bengals in action at 6 o'clock tonight. I didn't see the Saints or the Bears on the agenda for this evening, but... it's preseason or whatever.
You don't generally see many of the starters. You just kind of,
Right. So, betting in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been hearing
some of the people involved in both Iowa State and Iowa, right?
Yeah, the Cyclones had four that were tampering with records, I guess. And this is in NCAA football and basketball. But evidently, there's like a pseudonym to place their bets and things like that.
I thought it was more widespread than that, but maybe not.
But right now, that's where we're at. But I'm sure a lot of people are nervous about this.
Well, here's what the kids need to understand is they can now track your cell phone.
I know.
To where the bets are going from.
It doesn't matter what name you're using.
You got your cell phone that's signed to your name and you're from the athletic facility and you placed a bet. So if you're an athlete, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's on. And I think there's some rumbling going on in Danville with the new casino over there and some of the people that have the machines.
That's right.
There's a casino in Danville.
The Golden Nugget.
If you miss that. And so if you have a bar with a machine that's cash cow, that money's going down because that casino's sucking it all in.
That's right.
So if you own one of those, and, I knew of a bar restaurant, four of them, the total, now the state gets a bunch now, but the total take into the bank account of the owner of four places in Champaign-Urbana was $34,000 cash a month. Just in the machines.
Mm.
So it could be significant. So if you have one of those, let's say $8,000 a month. It's hard to replace $8,000
a month. Right,
anyway, it's, I guess, people must have been thinking, how's that going to affect my business? But the bottom line is millions of dollars are being spent at the casino in Danville. And sadly, gambling sometimes done by the people that probably shouldn't be doing it. Weather now brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
And they remind you their programming is set for the fall. If you'd like to look at September through the end of the year and get in on some great activities and events, all you need to do is go to urbanaparks.org.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Florida. Champaign and Van Ham this Saturday. A couple of patches of fog around, and, there's more rain on the radar sweep this morning out over the northwestern and western reaches of the state, but much smaller in scale. The first in a series of fast-moving systems about every 36 hours. It'll generate some cooling ahead and some lowering of humidity values over the back end of the weekend, and particularly into the first half of next week. It'll be a nice feel, but a closer, muggier feel both today, tonight and tomorrow, up to 85. The rain chance later this morning and this afternoon at about 30%. Most of the action from Champaign on northward, if that. A shower thunderstorm chance early and late night tonight. Slightly better odds. A buggy load at a 68. Tomorrow could be a shower threat early in the day. Mostly sunny, humid with a high to about 86. Increasing clouds, 85. A shower thunderstorm chance late Sunday into Monday with a high near 78 there. Mid to upper 70s Tuesday and Wednesday. Lower 80s next Thursday and Friday. A very comfortable weather pattern due in for next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
A tradition of excellence over 150 years in the making. At Busey Bank, we're committed to building relationships that span generations. Wherever your journey in life leads you, we are with you along the way, creating a legacy for you and your family. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Spectrum Brands, parent company of Remington, Black & Decker, and George Foreman Products, is reporting better-than-expected earnings, though it says sales declined 10% in the period, partly because of cool and rainy weather that impacted its products used outdoors. Cruise and Waymo have received approval from the California Public Utilities Commission to expand self-driving vehicles in San Francisco. It will also be able to charge for rides at all times. Before the expansion can happen, the companies will need to address concerns from city officials, law enforcement, and first responders. UBS is ending the support the Swiss government provided for it to absorb troubled bank Credit Suisse. It's concluded the support is no longer needed. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Download the Kudlow Show podcast every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com. Kudlow covers the latest headlines and business trends with an emphasis on the financial impact facing households and businesses across the country. Listen to interviews with key business newsmakers. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors, at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company is looking for drivers with their CDL and great driving record to join their team. What a terrific company, invested in so many charities in our community and giving their staff opportunities for growth, health and dental insurance, paid time off for vacations, holidays, and family leave. This is the type of environment you've been looking for, drivers. Of course, Pepsi is an equal opportunity employer as they search for a good representative of the company to help with deliveries. Learn more online at PepsiColaCU.com.
And then there's this tomorrow, and they could use your help.
Hi, I'm Steve with Restoration Urban Ministries, and we have a desperate need. We have a building that's coming down, and we have to put up another one. But we have you, and we have God on our side. So August the 12th, we are going to have at Hessel Park in Champaign, family, food, and fun. We're going to have 5 to 10 different church bands playing. We're going to have speakers. We're going to have testimonies. We're going to have food. We're going to have sausages and barbecue and corn on the cob, all kinds of summertime treats. And we're going to have a lot of fun going on. We have different games for the kids. So we're counting on you to come and join us and participate and help us raise money for a new building in Jesus' name. You can come and visit us at www.restorationurbanministries.org. Family, food, and fun at Hessel Park, August the 12th. We'll see you there.
I think it's my favorite park is Hessel Park. I determined that yesterday. My favorite park in Champaign-Urbana is Hessel. So there you go.
Well, for advance, it's tricky on the parking.
Sure.
So,
yep.
But, you know, people navigate that.
I mean, West Side Park's tricky on the parking, right? So
there's a lot of parks that are tricky on the parking.
Hessel, my favorite. Anyway, so that's tomorrow if you want to help Restoration.
And they've got pickleball courts there,
too. Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Well, how about that?
Awesome.
Staying up to date.
Mm-hmm.
That's Hessel Park tomorrow to benefit Restoration Urban Ministries, noon to 5 in Champaign.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have a new quarterback. By the way, we have Brother Johnny and Ed Martin. Normally, our Wednesday segment has been bumped this week till Friday. That's coming up. Stand by. Are Catholics being targeted by the Department of Justice?
What?
Go just Google Department of Justice and Catholics. Apparently, there's a little terrorism going on. Which you're going, excuse me? It just sounds as ridiculous as it might be. So stand by. Luke Altmaier could very well be your starting quarterback. And if I were coaching Luke Altmaier and speaking, I'd say sound like this.
It's going well. You know, obviously a training camp in a new place. Spent two in a previous university, and it's been fun. You know, it's a time of a growth in so many areas, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And I've seen relationships amongst my team. Those relationships grow so much, and over a course of about a week, so it's been a lot of fun.
What's been different now compared to the spring when you first got here?
Yeah, it's more comfortability, obviously. You know, being trying to learn the system through 15 practices in the spring was good. You know, I found a lot of growth in that, but you know, being able to build off of that and propel myself forward has been something I've seen in the past few practices.
People use the term quarterback competition. Does it feel like a competition?
I mean, I go out and, you know, try to do my best every single day, and I let, you know, other people perceive that and handle that because I don't have any control over it. So, you know, I've been in a lot of competitions before in my life. Last year was, you know, a very thick one too. So it's something I'm used to, and, you know, learn just to be able to control what I can control.
Luke, is your mindset different as a starter or as a backup? Does it matter one way or the other for you or not?
No, I don't think so.
Is your mindset different from being a starter or a backup? I don't think so. It's just what a great answer as a teammate.
You know, I try to attack each and every day with excellence, no matter if I'm, you know, the best player of the country or, you know, dead last. You know, it's kind of a mentality thing, you know, how I carry myself each day. You know, I spent 2 years as a backup. You know, last year had a, you know, more of a leadership role, but still was kind of that, you know, one snap away from being in control of a team. So, you know, I always stay ready, whether it's in the film room or, you know, taking advantage of every single rep in practice. You know, that's never going to change about me.
Boy, he sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he's our quarterback because he's got some maturity. I love. He's older. Older's better.
Yeah.
When you're 18 and when you're 20, 21, 22, it's just, you know, more.
Yeah. The experience.
Yeah. Well, this exponential growth from 18 to 21. We all remember what we were like out of high school. And then by the time you're 20, 21, you figure stuff out.
Absolutely.
And so this kid sounds like he really has figured it out, and he totally the favorite. I think coach wants a competition. That's fine. But I think he came from Ole Miss, hasn't had a ton of snaps in live play. But, you know, Tommy DeVito.
That's right.
He was really good for us last year. So, all right. We'll break. We'll come back. We will talk to Brother Johnny Ed Martin. Did you DOJ Catholics and see?
I did.
See all that stuff coming up?
I do.
Yeah. Well, I guess evil Catholics now, the target.
What's up with that?
Well, let's talk. Ed is, how can I say this? Veins in the neck about this one?
Yeah.
So you'll hear Ed talking about, and there's some absolute proof it's happening, because you're a right winger, you're a terrorist, I mean, that kind of stuff, and you're going, wait a minute, man.
So, and if you have a topic, 217-359-2255 on the Tapman's Towing phone line. We always love to hear from our listeners on some of this stuff too.
Yep, you're welcome to comment. Ed and Johnny coming up Friday. We'll be right back. PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Whether your regular beauty counter has disappeared or you want a beauty refresh, then it's time to visit Merle Norman. Beautiful changes happen every day at Merle Norman. Whether you have a special event coming up or you're just in the mood for something new, you can depend on Merle Norman Cosmetics to satisfy all your beauty needs. From advanced skincare solutions to the latest looks and color, we're locally owned and ready to help you with expert guidance and award-winning products. No wonder we've been the go-to brand for millions of women since 1931. Visit us today at 706 West Market View Drive over by Subway.
Racing, racing, racing! Farmer City Raceway is your local award-winning dirt track with exciting Friday night lights illuminating the late models and modifieds going for the checkered flag for the win. Make arrangements to get in on the camping with great price points for pit passes and young fans, as well as veterans. Friday nights, the hot laps start at 6:30, then qualifying and racing action. Don't miss out on the fun at Farmer City Raceway. For details, visit FarmerCityRacing.com. You'll buy the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
Urbana's Market at the Square has been cultivating a vibrant scene in CU since 1979. Get to know your farmers bringing locally harvested honey, crafts, jewelry, art, fresh-cut flowers, plus produce including fresh leafy greens and root vegetables, fresh baked treats, and a wide selection of proteins.
Going on now, every Saturday, 7 a.m. till noon, rain or shine at Illinois and Vine, it's Urbana Market at the Square. Find Urbana Market on Facebook or urbanamarket.org.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. There's no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help you improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. 55 confirmed dead. That number expected to rise. 1,000 more considered unaccounted for this morning. Fox Weather's Max Gordon on the ground in Maui.
Fires continue to burn throughout the island of Maui. Several fires are burning right now, all of them uncontained right now, according to fire officials. It's still unclear why these fires started, but the fire on the west side of Maui, the one that burned through the town of Lahaina, that has been the most destructive.
Could West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin shed the Democratic label.
I haven't made any decisions whatsoever on any of my political direction. I want to make sure that my voice is truly an independent voice.
Manchin talking to West Virginia Metro News. He faces a battle for his Senate seat against West Virginia Republican Governor Jim Justice. America is listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Joe Miller. Champaign Park District once again playing host to one of the community's most popular summer events. To close out the season, Champaign Urbana Days brings live entertainment, tasty food, family activities, and more to Douglas Park August 11th and 12th. The event gets its start tonight from 5 to 8. Well, due to the generosity and support of all the golf outing sponsors, donors, golfers, volunteers, and the University of Illinois golf course staff, over $17,000 raised for Special Olympics Illinois Region. The funds raised supporting the free year-round sports trainings and competitions, as well as young athletes. Experience Champaign-Urbana launched Accessible CU, a new section on their website that helps users find local businesses that meet their accessibility needs, outlining the physical, sensory, cognitive, and accommodation-ready characteristics of local businesses. That's what's happening, thanks to the generous people. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Tabman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and Panham vicinity. And the next weather system, it'll be a parade of features in on an increasing west-northwest flow up aloft, generating a couple of showers and thunderstorms to the northwest and west of us. One or two may catch us as the day wears on today and in through this evening. We'll do it again over the back end of the weekend, early next week, with another feature due in late next week as well. All the while, kind of a downward trend on temperatures, a bit below average, anticipated around here for next week, but a little more humidity in the air for the short term of the next couple of days. Up to 85, and again, a shower thunderstorm risk late this morning and into this afternoon. That'll linger both early and late night tonight. Muggy lows down to about 68. Tomorrow, an isolated shower chance early, mostly sunny in the morning and a humid afternoon at 86. Another shower thunderstorm chance late Sunday, the high up to 85. Could be a stray shower, but a cooler 78 degree reading on Monday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, comfortable with highs near 80 degrees. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
A special Friday edition. Ed Martin, brother Johnny. Johnny's down in New Orleans, Louisiana. Johnny?
Hey, Stevie J. Good morning.
Ed Martin, president of Legal Forum, Eagle Defense Fund. The great Phyllis Schlafly, who defeated the Equal Rights Amendment single-handedly as a housewife. His last hire was this man, Ed Martin, best-selling author, attorney, and just all-around good guy. Ed, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Good to be with you. Diane just called, and I said to her, the phone rang, and I saw the number, and I thought, it's Friday. What are those guys doing calling today? And I remember we related. So there you go. I thought maybe somebody needed bail. I mean, you know how it happens. You needed bail.
But, Eddie, are you all right? Because you were out in L.A. for too long, man. You okay?
I was able to get out with my sanity intact. I was staying about 5 miles from the Reagan Library. So every couple of days, I'm not kidding, I went up there to pick up my niece, and I went by the, you know, he's buried there. So I went by and I said a prayer to Ronald Reagan, and you know, said if he's up there, he could intervene on Johnny's behalf. We really appreciate it. So, anyway, it was good.
All right, good. We begin with this. Does this story matter?
Republicans have invited him into the fold in the past. Now there's word West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin is seriously considering not becoming a Republican, but independent. The reason? During an interview on Thursday, Manchin said he would very seriously think about leaving the Democrat Party because he says the Democrat brand in Washington has become, quote, so bad. He says he's been thinking about it for quite some time, but hasn't yet made his mind up about it. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
All right, so he's going to lose his Senate seat anyway to Jim Justice, the governor, sitting governor in West Virginia, because it's a really red state, and he's a Democrat, and he's been loved and liked and everything else. Ed, does this matter? Because he'll still probably caucus as a Democrat.
Yeah, no. This is just this is all a guy trying to figure out how to land. Remember, you know, and my theme for today's episode will be corruption. And when I mean corruption, I mean the rupturing of the normal values that we have as Americans. Manchin's got a daughter, I think, who's a big pharma executive who has been made tens of millions of dollars for a company. He's got his own interest in coal and things. I mean, he's trying to figure it's a business model. He's trying to figure out how to land afterwards. You know, whether it's run for president as an independent or do something so that somebody like the next Republican president says, hey, why don't we do this? And ultimately, so that he can spend the next 20 years of his life milking the system like he did. So it doesn't matter in terms of practicalities. It's just showmanship. And the media loves to play along with him. You know, they love to do this and pretend that there's real thought and real deep consideration on stuff that's pure money and pure corruption.
But, Eddie, I think it's bigger than that because it rocks that age-old, I've always voted Democrat crowd. And Tulsi Gabbard did it already. Joe'd be even more of a shake-up, which is like, man, maybe Joe's right. I'm just talking about for voters, Steve. I'm not even talking about him running. And then if he did run as an independent, if it wasn't for Ralph Nader, who got 2%, yeah, Gore would have won. And so...
I see what you're saying, Johnny. But I have to tell you, if he does really go independent, I guarantee you he will badmouth Trump and say I would never vote for that guy. You know, and talk about the presidential race. So it's I actually think it's a little bit of the opposite. He's going to try to say, yeah, of course we hate the Democrats, but you can't vote for Trump, and he's not going to run for president. But that's not a real thing, guys. I mean, that is not the Green People. It's much more important to encourage Cornel West to end his long career as a gadfly candidate. He could get 1 or 2% like Jill Stein. There's no way this stuff. Look, Jay Nixon, the moronic Missouri governor, is out there talking about no labels and independent candidate. I mean, these are fools' errands, and they're silly. So, but you know, and my bigger problem is Joe Manchin's going to now say he's independent after he voted to transform the economy with all this green junk and hand money away. And let me say something else, Johnny. You're supposed to stay disciplined. They don't care who says what. They're going to steal the next election anyway. And the reason they're going to be able to steal it is because Joe Manchin voted for a hundreds of billions of dollars giveaway that is funding this green jobs program for leftist lunatics. So, you know, that's all good. It'll all be nice optics. And we'll be sitting here saying, how'd they pull that off? Pennsylvania? I haven't met a person in Pennsylvania that voted for Biden, but they still won. How'd that happen?
Yeah, no, I hear you. You got that right. But the only thing I disagree with what you just said is I think Manchin hurts the Democratic candidate more than he hurts Trump, if he would run. And even to what extent might not even matter. It might be a tie. But I do. Trump's voter, there's not a lot of Trump voters going to switch to Manchin.
Yeah,
but
no.
There's a lot of Democratic voters that would go to the Manchin.
Yeah.
Because the whole point at this time, Stevie J, is not so much Trump's great. Think what you want. We had a pretty good thing going when he was president. The thing you can't do, unless you want the guys in the girls' locker room, is vote Democrat. And it doesn't matter what the Democrats saying, because they will vote in the block, no matter what they tell you. You can't vote for them. Vote for Benson. Vote for Tulsi. Anybody but a Democrat. That you can't do it. They won't. They can't help themselves. They're a block voting group.
All right, so if we've lost things to worry about, Vivek Ramaswamy delivered this disturbing statistic.
60% of young Americans now say that they would sooner give up their right to vote than to give up their access to TikTok. This is a crisis. Oh, young people do not value a country they're just passively inheriting. We value a country that we have a stake in creating, in building, in knowing something about.
Johnny, 60% would give up their right to vote if they had to give up TikTok. Wow.
Yeah, I don't know if that's not a serious.
Take the trade.
No, I don't think that's a serious poll. That's a hypothetical. In reality, maybe. I don't know. I like Vivek. The comment, they're passively inheriting, Eddie, that's an interesting term. And I think Vivek is making some waves, and people like him, and we need a smart guy after Joe. We've got Joe. Now we need a smart guy.
Well,
I let me say one thing very briefly. I agree with that. Passively inheriting in a culture that is brainwashing them to hate America is the problem. We used to brainwash our kids. We called it education. Into believing America's greatness, whatever it was, our imperfections. Just like every dad teaches their kids that marriage and the mom and dad are good, great people. We all have sins and failures. So we're brainwashing our kids to hate America and instead of loving America, and that is a problem. I agree with that. And by the way, it does lie there, though. Young people never vote. They trade away their right to vote for a good meal or good beer, a cold beer on a Friday night. They don't vote. And then this is one of the tricks that they do. Oh, let's go around and chase the young people. It's nonsense. Go get the 30 to 50-year-olds to vote for you because they can't buy bacon without taking a mortgage. And you got a game plan.
Yeah. Brother Johnny and Ed Martin, Tavins Towing phone line, ESPN 93.5. Ed Martin, is the Department of Justice targeting Catholics?
Yeah, I mean, look, at the great thing, I was texting you guys about Catholics. We were talking about great Coach Ditka, one of the more prominent Catholics in the country, I would say, and you know, especially for regular people. Look, what's great about this story is we now see the corruption plainly. You know, Director Ray came before Congress. They said to him, you got this memo from the Richmond field office where they target conservative Catholics. They say it. What do you say there, Director Ray? Oh, that was crazy. When I saw that, I pulled that back. That was just one office where those guys, you know, one of the guys got an MBA and thought he was being clever. Not us. Now it turns out the documents show it's at least four other field offices. We'll find out it was the whole FBI. And here's the beauty of it. I mean, this is wonderful. We see the machinery open, the hood's up. And what they're doing is targeting conservative Catholics to call them white nationalists. To then say, you know what, we had a riot on January 6th. If we call it an insurrection, we can target everybody and say they're insurrectionists. Now if we say traditional Catholics, we got a memo, they're white extremists, let's get them. The only wrinkle on this is I guarantee there's a memo that says if you go to one of those Bible-thumping evangelical churches, you're a white nationalist too. They're just targeting Americans. This is deep, deep rot. And the fact that Director Ray looked at these guys, his answer now is, I couldn't tell you everything about what we were doing because there's ongoing things, investigations. This is just lying. It's just corruption. And the conduct is evil. I don't like to say people are evil too easily. I'm not God. But the conduct is truly evil. Evil, evil hate. And it can't be called anything less.
Yeah, I got to say, Eddie, I was thinking about just the corruption. You talk about CIA, FBI, et cetera. And Hollywood's onto it. They may not be meaning it, but every movie you see, Stevie, the good CIA or the good FBI guy always gets killed by the bad CIA guys or the bad FBI guys.
Yeah.
It's always our own guys all the time in every movie. It's always a compartment in this corrupt system that turns on itself. And we're seeing that a lot and a lot more overtly. But, Eddie, what I think is a little different than ever, when they get caught, nobody really bats an eye, and they double down and scream at you, call you that white extremist or insurgent, and go on. There's no apology.
Right.
Well, how did you catch him? Oh, he didn't. The guy that caught him is actually dead, and we're moving on.
Yeah. You know, and real quick, Stevie J. This is Nancy Pelosi did this in a video a few years ago. She said it's a wraparound smear. You say something out loud,
then the media covers it, and then you get to say, well, it's been in the news, and this is the wraparound. They're not unhappy this is in the news. They're happy because the country is saying, oh, yeah, maybe those traditional Catholics, I mean, we heard about it. They must be. And one other thing, Tom Clancy in his grave is spinning over and over. When he wrote the books at the beginning of his great career, every one of the characters in the FBI, the heroes, were Catholic guys. He wrote about Fordham University and Boston College. Jack Ryan went to Boston College. Because what? Catholic guys in that era were real, serious, virtuous people. Now they're targeted. They're targeted by the FBI, which is full of elite, you know, feminized pieces of garbage. And, you know, so Tom Clancy's up there going, hey, man, I thought the FBI used to be something. Shut it down. Gut it. But you know what? Right now, as you say, Johnny, they're laughing all the way to the bank. They're like, yeah, we're covering, talking about FBI targeting those extremists, white supremacists. It's amazing.
Well, you know, Steve, didn't you say Vivek said he's gutting the FBI?
Yep. No, it's one of his platform things. Yep. Well,
interesting.
I mean, we have so many issues here in America and so many negative things, in my opinion, in the last 3 years. It's shocking. But the worst thing, in my opinion, and there's a lot of worse things, was Afghanistan.
I have never had any personal correspondence, nor has my son been honored or his name spoken by this commander-in-chief or his administration. On what I feel is because of their failures and poor planning to exit our troops from Afghanistan.
Well, and this is just one of the heartbreaking stories from the Gold Star families that spoke before this committee earlier this week, and Eddie, it was, my gosh, could you have done a worse job? And all the people that they left, and all the people that helped us in Afghanistan, and the generations that are gone because they were murdered, it is horrible. That whole start of the whole F Joe Biden to let's go Brandon, all that came from this, and to me, it's the worst thing Joe Biden has done, Ed.
Well, I agree with you in the sense that we don't expect our chief executive to run all the departments, and even not making a joke about Biden, not even understand everything. It's a CEO job, but we do expect him to be the commander in chief and to have a certain role, that, as you point out. And that betrayal is profound. The betrayal is significant, and it's devastating. You know, I just did a commentary. You know, I do these radio commentaries that run all across the country each day, and I was recording September, and it's an anniversary of that. Of the Afghanistan, one of the aspects of it, you know, we left behind billions of dollars of equipment, which solidified the regime that's there, that's nasty, right? So everything about it was a failure. And again, to your point, it's one of the worst things that's happened to a commander-in-chief. And yet, do you ever hear about it from the media? No. I mean, they move on and they talk about Donald Trump's trial date. I mean, it's just a stunning betrayal of us that we don't have a serious media that's covering it. And historians, by the way, there's a guy, Beschloss, who's on Morning Joe. He's supposed to be a presidential historian. He's like a clown. I mean, he's like a clown out of the Middle Ages, and he's supposed to be a historian, presidential historian, and he talks about Trump and Biden together and all this stuff and doesn't talk about these failures. It's just wild. It's wild.
Well, you know, Steve, you might be right, too, as far as the worst, but only because we don't know the carnage, even going on today, that resulted from the Taliban being unleashed on Afghanistan, and we won't know.
Yeah.
But I right. think I my vote goes, Eddie, to the Ukraine. With Donald Trump, for example, there wouldn't be a Ukraine war. That's 40 million people. We do see the carnage because they'll show that. And they've taken kind of this yeah. heroic approach after setting everything up to where the war happened. And that is an absolute international disaster. It didn't have to happen. And that story, again, it's not over either. And it's ongoing. So I don't know. And you could probably have another, Eddie, you could probably add another worst thing. But it's not what we want. This isn't what we want.
It makes one really ponder to see everything and to really feel the presence of evil. I've never felt it like we're feeling it today. What's happening to America, Ed? And is there still hope with divine intervention? Otherwise, It doesn't feel like this thing's going to last forever, yeah, like we hoped.
Yeah. No, listen. I mean, the three of us love to do this, and I think the listeners enjoy it. But this is the media and our attention driving us crazy on purpose. I mean, there's a cottage industry that wants us to be in crisis, right? Whether it's pharmaceutical companies that want us to be depressed, or news entities that want us to run to check on the newest, the Maui tragedy or whatever, right? But everybody knows in every day there's moments, just spectacular moments of grace that you have with your family, by yourself, God. And America allows that more than anywhere. You know, now the guardrails seem to be shaky, right? I mean, you know, they killed the presidential candidate in Ecuador 2 nights ago, you know, the challenger. At least they're only putting our guy up for a trial, right? I mean, it's a degree better. But I mean, I think like what we have to do is do. I have a friend of mine, Mark Schneider. You should have him on the show. He's a nuclear sub guy, and he ran nuclear subs, and now he's a kind of an advocate for nuclear energy. But he works in the business. He works for a power plant or something. And I was texting him last night. He said, "You know what? I just don't go on Twitter much anymore because I don't want to feel that that energy boost. It doesn't help me." I think we just have to start to figure that out. You know, you kind of figure out what you can get. And Johnny's running around the country trying to get kids to Bible study. Half the kids in Bible study, I went to Bible study, are there to try to meet a girl or a guy. I love it, man. That's why I go. I mean, but here's the point. Getting them to places where they're having those interactions are wonderful, right, in the context of the scripture. So we just got to keep creating those opportunities. And America's still the best place in the world for it, right? It's still the best place. You can be taxed to the hilt, and you can still make your dream come true. People watch Shark Tank like it's Lawrence Welk. We used to watch Lawrence Welk when I was a kid, right. And religiously. My grandpa, my dad, and mom, and me. Yeah, and now we want my grandparents, myself, my grandparents. I mean, my parents, myself, and my kids watch Shark Tank. So it's great. That's America.
Well, Stevie, you say, what about divine intervention? You can count on it. Now, God is in control. And Jesus even said, I'll be back before you destroy yourselves. Now, we could do a lot of damage maybe before. And, Eddie, I think if Jesus has a warning for us, it might be just an alert. Don't make me come back down here.
Don't make me
turn
this car around.
When that happens, you're going to see kind of that old-fashioned form of justice. But I think you just have to keep that belief and don't get sucked into saying, well, if they're doing it, I'm doing it. Because that's the easiest thing to do. And then we're all bad. So.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting, and it'll be fascinating to watch all this unfold. But I mean, to tell you what, I wouldn't put a nickel on who's going to be the two candidates for president next September. I mean, I really, really think the dynamic is so unprecedented. We have no idea, Ed. I don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, I'll give you two things on that. One is I'll take any bet. It'll be Biden and Trump, so that's no problem. But the second one is next week when we're back on a normal day, I'll be in Missouri at a meeting that Mike Lindell is convening, and he has been quietly working for the better part of 8 months at building out county-level folks who care about making sure the next election is really transparent. So I'll have a report from Springfield, Missouri next week on that, guys. I'll be right at the beginning of the meeting, but I'm interested because Mike Lindell, if anything, has shown that he knows how to try stuff and make it work and he's doing something a little different than what people were talking about before. So that'll be fun to report on.
All right.
Well, I'll tell you, the top three Americans in my book right now, Eddie Martin, Donald Trump, and Pillow Man, Mike Lindell. If you want to talk about redirecting an addiction into a positive channel, this guy's relentless.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what, it's amazing. I've said it before, if we had 100 of those guys, we would be okay. But I'll go back to Trump, Biden. If that does happen, and I'm kind of with Steve on it, Eddie, I don't know. I think Trump will win it, and it's going to be raucous. Raucous is the word.
It's going to be turbulent. Yeah. No question. Hold on. Ed Martin, brother Johnny. Appreciate both of
right.
you. We will get you back on Wednesday in the normal time next week. Ed, Johnny, thank you both very much. And you have your Prayer with America every Friday, I know, Ed. That's awesome. That's really...
Yeah, 10 o'clock Central Time. If they get in touch with you or want to email me, ed@phyllisschlafly.com, I'll send them the information. Yeah, we got a great group that
hangs
25 minutes
Ed,
of prayer.
tell me when that. When are you going to be? Are you? Did you say St. Louis? Is that where that is?
Oh, well, we got an event in St. Louis in September 15th, 16th, and 17th. Eagle Council, yeah. So
17th.
Yeah. September. Yeah, yep. September.
Mike
Lindell.
Mike Lindell's coming up next week.
No, Mike Lindell's next week. Yeah.
Next Wednesday. Right. Next Wednesday, Thursday. Yeah.
Well, listen, boys. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you both, as always.
Take care, guys.
Thank you. Tapman's Toy and Phone Line with Ed Martin, Brother Johnny, ESPN 93.5. 5 before 8 o'clock. You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It feels good to support the people who support our community. And over the years, you'd be hard-pressed to find a company and a family more dedicated to Champaign-Urbana than Pepsi-Cola Champaign-Urbana Bottling. The Comet family loves getting behind important causes like the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club that helps kids facing challenges. Pepsi-Cola Champaign-Urbana Bottling stands just as tall when fellow team members like Mary faces challenges. Mary, the very heart and soul of the operation, received some unmatched support and love from her fellow co-workers when she faced some rather severe health challenges. Mary is better now, and so is the team. Looking for a new place to work? Applications are being accepted for commercial drivers. Have you got a CDL? Make it happen at PepsiColaCU.com. Look under the More header. Click on Employment Opportunities. PepsiColaCU.com. Equal Opportunity Employer.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business, as well as Central Illinois employees dedicated to providing you with professional installation and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
Check your weather brought to you by Carl.
Carl reminds you, sports physicals, school physicals, find a location near you and get it done. Carl.org.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Florida, Champaign and Panham vicinity. A couple of patches of fog around, and, well, there's more rain on the radar sweep this morning out over the northwestern and western reaches of the state, but much smaller in scale. The first in a series of fast-moving systems about every 36 hours that'll generate some cooling ahead and some lower of humidity values over the back end of the weekend and particularly into the first half of next week. It'll be a nice feel, but a closer, muggier feel both today, tonight, and tomorrow, up to 85. The rain chance later this morning and this afternoon, and about 30% most of the action from Champaign on northward, if that. A shower thunderstorm chance early and late night tonight, slightly better odds. A buggy low down to 68. Tomorrow could be a shower threat early in the day, mostly sunny, humid with a high to about 86. Increasing clouds, 85. A shower thunderstorm chance late Sunday into Monday with a high near 78 there. Mid to upper 70s Tuesday and Wednesday, lower 80s next Thursday and Friday. A very comfortable weather pattern due in for next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, bringing us our Stevie J Broadcasting Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
We just celebrate police because they ought to be celebrated, folks. Difference between anarchy and peace. We have Officer Chloe Folks. She is our Law Enforcement Official of the Month. She's at the Urbana Police Department. How do you stay positive when you see the bad guys all the time?
My coworkers, the family, the camaraderie we have, we're all there for each other. Our goal is to make sure everybody gets home safely at the end of the night or the day. It's really just the family atmosphere that keeps me going.
So if you see something not so good, you're able to say, you know, shut it off?
Yeah, you got to have some kind of emotional detachment and separate work from home. It's hard sometimes, you know, we have through EAP and different work things that we can have help us kind of through that. But like I said, it's really my coworkers that get me through it. And, you know, we maintain a positive attitude just so we can help each other get home at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we face hard things, but we get through it.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, delivering within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana, supporting our Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
Join Fighting Illini football for a family reunion in Memorial Stadium on Saturday, September 2nd, to open the 2023 season. Bring the whole family and enjoy the family fun in Grange Grove with bounce houses, face painting, live music, tailgating, and more. Get a family four-pack of tickets for only $49 as the Illini take on Toledo on Saturday, September 2nd. Get your tickets at fightingillini.com.
Yep, not long, 22 days.
And actually, Memorial Stadium on Saturday night showing Super Mario Brothers tomorrow evening.
There you go. Is that free?
On the Jumbotron.
Free?
Totally free.
Well, what time?
7 o'clock.
Okay.
Autographs from 5:30 to 6:30 with some of the football
players.
That's
really cool.
I know.
8 o'clock. We'll be right back. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.